morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting Randy Breach, and he's with the Armstrong Farm and in charge of planting the garden, among other things. So good morning to you, Randy.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. And what we want to talk about is that demonstration home garden field day that's coming right up on this Thursday. What time is that going to start, Randy?
That's going to start at 6:30. And the garden is put on by Cindy Haynes, and she is in Ames in the Horticulture Department, and she is in charge of the demo gardens that we have at the farms. I believe there are at least 7 other gardens that are located in the state, so all the gardens are of the same varieties and flowers and so forth.
So that's kind of interesting because these research farms are located all over the state, and so there are probably going to be some comparisons. Soil's different, weather's different, you know. I don't know, in the past, Randy, have you kind of gotten reports later to see how that affects it?
Usually we don't hear a lot of reports from the other gardens, but there are 11 other research farms in the system through Iowa State, and each farm does sit on a different soil type. So when they combine a lot of experiments that they do on the Armstrong farm plus on the other farms, then they got comparison for soil types and location as far as being northern Iowa or southern Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those results, and that's, of course, really important for research. That's why they're located in all these places in Iowa. And talking about location, tell us how we farm the how we find the Armstrong Research Farm.
Okay. The Armstrong Farm is located west of Lewis. You take Highway 6 to Highway 48 and south toward Griswold, about 3/4 mile, and then you can turn right, and that would get you to the research farm. I think it's about 2 miles, or you can come off Highway 6 and come down. I don't know the road.
Look at the sign. There's a sign there on Highway 6 that points south
that way. And usually most people show up a little bit after 6 or 6 o'clock, which they are allowed to view the garden at that time before the program starts at 6:30. And the way it looks like this week, you follow the dust and you'll be able to find the farm.
But also this week, it looks like the weather might be really good.
Yes. When we set up these field days, we do this in March. And so you just kind of look at the calendar, and usually we have it on a Tuesday. Well, I wanted it kind of on a Thursday. Give me a few more days to get ready for it, because if it's on a Tuesday, there's usually either Saturday doing final touches. So, and then I found out that the Cass County Fair starts that day, and their king and queen contest that night. So I'm sure we were going to cut into a few people, but I'm sure there's a lot of gardeners out there that really like to come see the garden.
Right, and maybe do not have young people in the king queen contest. And as you said, that is really kind of the first opening night. And so if you don't have somebody involved with that, well, you're always welcome to come to the fair. But this Thursday night, you might want to choose to go to the Armstrong Farm.
Yes, and the weather's supposed to be really nice. Yes. Maybe a little warmer, but nothing like last week.
That's
where we
for
had them
sure. And, you know, anybody who's come to the research farm to the garden field day in the past knows that sometimes it's been really hot, and I don't think it's going to be like that. So this year, every year, it's different. And as you said, Cindy Haynes kind of sets up what's going to be there. So let's talk about what kinds of things are people going to see this year.
This year, one of the main things is tomatoes. We've got at least 9 varieties of different types of tomatoes, little cherry tomatoes, some tomatoes. We got Roadster, Red Mountain, Pony Express, Sunrise Sauce, Red Racer, Glacier, Baby Cakes, and Gold Nugget, Ruby Rush, and Randy Red Candy.
So Randy's Red Candy.
Red Candy. So. Yeah. So, yes, we have quite a few tomatoes.
Wow. And I know that, you know, tomatoes is one of people's favorite summer kinds of things. So it's always fun to see. These are pretty much new kinds of things on the market, correct?
Yeah. Cindy always tries to pick varieties that are new on the market or are really good favorites for everybody. She likes to put those. So, and then another thing for the garden is sweet corn this year.
I mean, tomatoes and sweet corn, Randy. Yeah. My gosh, what better combination. Sweet corn.
About 5 different varieties of sweet corn. So, to give you a little bit of a background, the garden this year did not get planted until June 6th. Weather.
Yeah, rain. Yeah,
rain.
And wet.
And
yes.
When it was able to plant, there was corn and soybeans to plant, so the garden kind of got pushed back, and when the garden was ready to plant, it rained that night. So I got it planted June 6th, then it quit raining. And then finally it rained, and so the garden is roughly about 5 to 6 weeks behind. I've just got tomatoes just setting on the vine. Sweet corn is only probably about between knee and waist high. It's not even tasseled. Old. And I think Cindy was really hoping that sweet corn would be ready for the field day, but no. And the flowers are looking better, and they're starting to come along. But the garden looks good, but we're just not as far as long as we usually are in the past.
Okay. But it looks good for maybe early July or late June. I mean, you know, it's not the same time. But the information will still all be there. People
yes.
get to see it in that stage.
Yes.
And I don't know, we'll usually have tasting. Maybe there's not going to be so much tasting.
You know, I actually have some radishes this year.
Oh.
Because they got so late. So we got 4 varieties of radishes. I think we'll be able to have a taste test there. Kohlrabi, they might be a little small, but we can maybe,
Maybe it'll be something different than,
yeah.
I mean, people know about tasting tomatoes and corn, even though this would be new, but, kohlrabi, some people don't have any idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it looks like Sputnik, and I told somebody that, and they looked at me like, you have to be old enough to know about Sputnik to know that that's what they look like. But lots of ways to use kohlrabi, so that would
yes.
be a good thing. Now, in my information, it says there's something about augmented sweet corn. What does that mean? We'll come and find out, Randy, about what that means.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the flowers, because as I understand, they're more cutting flowers versus those that you're going to leave out there all the time.
Yeah, these are supposedly Cindy has more of a cutting flower garden this year. And she's got grophilias and snapdragons, and they're really starting to look nice. Zinnias and celosia, salvia and petunias and marigolds and some vincas. And vincas are looking good. So
those are kind of familiar
names,
but those would be, again, some newer varieties?
Yeah, they should be some newer varieties to mix in with those. Yes.
So people may want to bring their little notebooks and their pens and so on to make notes.
Usually they do.
Yes.
Real good ones.
Yes.
They'll always be making notes.
And I believe usually you also have information on then how to get those, like for next year, to what the source of those.
Yeah, Cindy will have all that information on where that all comes from, and she would be able to gladly help you in finding seed for next year.
And that's the nice thing about this demonstration garden is you have somebody to talk to. It's nice to look in a catalog in January, but you don't have anybody to ask questions. This way you can.
Yes, and Cindy is very good at answering questions, and she really enjoys that because the all the employees at the farm, they plant and we weed and all that, and then she comes the night of the field day and gives her a little speech and how good the garden is, and she loves that part.
Of course, because you've done all of this work. Now, do you have any problems with, I know there's weeds, everybody has weeds, but what about rabbits and deer?
Rabbits and deer, yes, because we're kind of got some shrubs around the area, and I put an electric fence around the garden. I put that up right away, and it's a good electric fencer, so they have a tendency not to go in. I have had a few get through it, but 3 years ago, before I put the fence up, I planted broccoli and some other lettuce, and came the next morning and there was nothing. And so we kind of, I decided that we probably get the fence up before we put the garden
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
Nothing more discouraging to do all that work and then gone.
Right. Those animals love that fresh green stuff.
Yes.
They should be healthy.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem or the situation now is the garden's not real big and lush looking yet, so I don't think it's caught their eye yet.
But you're prepared.
I'm prepared.
Okay. So the garden demonstration field day again is time, Randy?
6:30 this Thursday night. And we welcome everybody to come. It's interesting garden. And we also have that traditional strawberries and ice cream afterwards.
Almost forgot. That's an extra treat at the end. We want to thank you very much, Randy Breach, for all the work you do to get ready for this. And thank you for visiting with us today. And remember, research leads the way.
They have a tendency. 6:30 this Thursday night. And we welcome everybody to come. It's interesting garden. And we also have that traditional strawberries and ice cream afterwards.
Almost forgot. That's an extra treat at the end. We want to thank you very much, Randy Breach, for all the work you do to get ready for this. And thank you for visiting with us today. And remember, research leads the way.